News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
You know, this is going to be the weekend of all weekends in terms of scorching weather, and many will be out there embracing it. But Labour Party health spokesperson Marie Sherlock is calling for legally defined temperature limits for workplaces to protect employees. And she joins us now. Marie, specifically, what are you calling for and why?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, look, I think the thing is, the temperatures this weekend will be something of a novelty and a welcome novelty for many of us. But there are very real world consequences, particularly for those working in these temperatures. And ironically, while Ireland has minimum workplace temperatures or ministerial regulations concerning minimum workplace temperatures of 17.5 degrees in the workplace, there are no maximum temperatures in place. And I think, you know, particularly when you think of those who have to work outside, like street cleaning, mining, very specific sectors like that, but also in terms of
it's pretty cold down a mine.
I suppose the critical issue here is that we need to protect, ensure that there are protections in place for workers, that they are not unduly exposed to I suppose, the extremes of weather, of conditions.
But Marie,
and our call very much follows on.
We live in a temperate climate, and even if we hit 29 degrees, which I actually hope we do, because it will be beautiful and I will spend all weekend in my garden very happily. But even if we do hit that's not really dangerously high. I know there's a yellow warning has been given by Met Air, and some people are aware of the temperatures and everyone does need to drink fluids and put on sunscreen, etc. But it's not a risk to life or limb.
Yeah, and I think this is the interesting point. So we've looked at research by the International Labour Organization, and obviously Ireland, you know, does not experience very high temperatures relative to other European member states, or indeed, you know, other countries across the world. But I suppose when we look at the research there, we know that when temperatures rise above 30 degrees, the risk of workplace accidents increases by 5 to 7%. And there are very particular health effects
Two things are jumping at me. First of all, are you suggesting that anybody, for example, in an African economy shouldn't work at all because they will routinely have very hot weather? So first of all, surely we need to adapt our ways around weather rather than just downing tools. And the other thing is everything we're hearing about trade in Europe is that we are in a trade war. We are in a difficult position and we need to become nimble and competitive, and Europe is too bureaucratic. And what you're calling for is just more bureaucracy and needless bureaucracy, because Ireland doesn't hit the kind of temperatures that are of risk to anybody.
So, Ciara, if you could point to me now where I've actually said that people need to down tools, I'd be happy to engage in that. But
what are you suggesting should happen?
So what I am suggesting, right, is that we need to have regulations in place with regards to conditions such as the nature intensity of work, whether it's indoor or outdoor, in terms of airflow, humidity and temperature, right? And ensuring that there are particular protections in place. Like ultimately,
if those protections aren't downing tools, what are they?
Well, it may be reduced hours, maybe earlier
that is
working
downing,
hours.
That like is the, downing tools.
But it may be earlier working hours. It may be flexibilities in terms of people working from home. It may be in terms of accommodations with regards to people commuting. Like, you know, critically here, right, we know that in most instances that employers will take a common sense approach here and facilitate workers accordingly. I suppose the critical thing here is that for sectors that, you know, I suppose take a much more blunt or black and white view to things, we need to ensure that workers are not out of pocket if workplaces have to close early.
So you are talking about downing tools. You're talking about workplaces closing or changing working hours so they start earlier or finish later or have some kind of a Spanish model by the sounds of things. These are enormous changes that you're suggesting as if they're nothing. But also, we live in a temperate climate. We might hit 29 degrees twice in a year. Like, what is the point of this?
So I think, Ciara, I'm like, you know, talking to the very rare times where our temperatures do go above a certain level, and just ensuring that protections are in place out there for workers. So I think to suggest that there would be any mass changes in how we work here is a bit extreme. And critically, I suppose, while we, you know, flag that there are minimum temperatures that we, you know, are set down in ministerial regulation in this country as to, you know, what workers should be operating under, we believe that the time is now coming, given that we are seeing changing temperatures with regard to climate change in Ireland, that we just need to put them in place. How often they would be employed or used? Well, you know, who knows? Because obviously our temperature patterns are evolving. But the critical point is that we just need to make sure those protections are in place, that no worker is out of pocket, and that ultimately we do not have a situation where a street cleaner or somebody else, you know, falls victim, you know, collapses, or indeed, as we've seen in some countries, potentially die. And that's not to be, I suppose, to exaggerate the consequences of the temperatures here in Ireland, but it is just to make sure that workers in the future are protected.
Thank you for joining us on that this morning. That is Marie Sherlock there, who is the Labour Party health spokesperson. Let us know what you think about all of that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.